This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis warned today that coronavirus numbers are starting to trend upward, driven in part by college students.
We all are tired of the virus, but the virus is not tired of us. It's still here.
Meanwhile, the chancellor says CU Boulder needs to stop the recent rise in positive COVID cases immediately by wearing masks and social distancing. Positive cases shot up to 205 in the third week of classes, more than double the previous week. Officials say 70% of the current 300 confirmed positive cases live off campus. Some in Congress remain hopeful that a coronavirus relief package could still get done before the election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic and Republican leaders are both doing their political calculations, while at the same time, rank-and-file members on both sides of the aisle are pushing for more help. Democrat Jason Crow says there has to be compromise.
Not everybody's going to get everything they want. You know, that's the nature of, a divided government here and trying to get a deal that everyone can live with. But we do have to get something done.
One bipartisan group has proposed a smaller package, one that would include unemployment benefits, state and local aid, and liability protections. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Michigan has two large universities barely an hour apart. Both have been stymied in the first week of school by the rapid spread of the coronavirus. Then activists are trying to mobilize people to vote in November, but some hard to get out the vote can't vote themselves. But some working hard to get out the vote can't vote themselves. We have those stories coming up next on CPR News. At CPR.org, no one knows the challenges of running in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District except for candidates who've done it, like former Senator Ben Nighthorn-Campbell.
This has always been a little bit of a difficult district to represent, I think, because you have a diverse agenda.
What it takes to win Colorado's 3rd largest congressional district. The story is at CPR.org. 86 in Denver, 73 in Vail, it's 89 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.